That opinionista in a moment, but in the beginning was the word, and the word was misogyny. Yes, dictionary definitions were the talk of the town this week. Whatevs was added to the Oxford English Dictionary. And in a no less inflammatory move, Australia's own Macquarie Dictionary announced that it had had second thoughts on the meaning of misogyny.
We all know what happened next. A week after misogyny had taken so prominent a place on the national political stage, its revision in the dictionary was clearly an act of latte-sipping, Chardonnay-soaked political correctness gone mad.
Christopher Pyne was unimpressed.
If Macquarie changes its definition of misogyny to something other than it is, it undermines Macquarie Dictionary in its entirety.
Andrew Bolt could smell a rat of a similar stripe.
Macquarie Dictionary's editors changed the meaning of a word to suit Julia Gillard.
It was only a matter of time before someone started quoting George Orwell. Oh, over to you, Christian Kerr at The Australian.
A word that levels a serious charge has been deliberately misused for the purpose of debate, and not only become debased, but been misused again by people who do not know its proper meaning.
And what would George say, Christian?
Political language, and with variations, this is true of all political parties, from conservatives to anarchists, is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind.
From which we conclude...
Rather than defending our language, Macquarie is assisting with its abuse.
And so it went. There was more from Brother George at Crikey's Fully Sick blog.
I'm not writing this to defend Gillard necessarily, nor Abbott by any means. I'm writing this to defend lexicography from charges that it is a political enterprise. Of course, words and their meanings can be used for political expedience, as George Orwell famously pointed out. But lexicographers are not politicians. They're closer to scientists.
The Huffington Post weighed in.
It's still spelled M-I-S-O-G-Y-N-Y, but it now has a new meaning, thanks to a speech that redefined political shaming.
As did Gawker's Robert Kessling.
Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard has accomplished something previously reserved for Homer Simpson and horny preteens. She has revised the dictionary. Well, the Australian Dictionary, which is sort of a real dictionary, except it's written by the descendants of criminals.
The voice of Russia? Oh, but of course.
An Australian dictionary is going to refine the definition of misogyny after recent Prime Minister Julia Gillard's furious attack on opposition leader Tony Abbott, in which she named him a misogynist for a string of allegedly sexist comments he'd made in recent years.
At the hoopla, Corinne Grant had had enough.
It was at this point that I started yelling at the television.
Perhaps it's best that she explains why herself. Corinne Grant joins you now. Good morning, Corinne.
Good morning. I want to hear Fully Sick more on Radio National.
How about whatevs in this?
Yeah, what
dictionaries, where would we be without them?
It's such an odd thing for me that there's this moral outrage over what has been called a redefinition of the word. Macquarie Dictionary is not the first one to put this definition in it. This definition with the word prejudice in it has been around for 100 years.
Well, for those playing at home, the whole misogyny thing, I mean, there's a very tight definition, which is almost a psychological disorder.
Yes.
Of loathing of the female. There's a broader usage, which is about holding women in some sort of contempt. And
yes.
And that's where the Macquarie Dictionary sort of added that usage rather than a definition this week. But the Oxford English Dictionary's had that for yonks.
Exactly. Since about 1900, I think. Yeah, it's not a new way of... And I think the Prime Minister as well and a number of other people just assumed that we knew that the definition of misogyny was more than its very literal taking of the two syllables and going back to the ancient Greek definition of them. But it turns out we're wrong.
Well, in most things in Australian public life, I'm drawn inevitably back to the ancient Greek. That's what works for me.
It's so bizarre. The thing that's actually made me really cranky about it is that I'm assuming cranky is still a word that's in common usage as well.
Well, from the Latvian originally. For sausage.
Yeah. I think this made me really sauerkrauty about the whole thing.
We could go on. Anyway, what Korean Grant made you cranky?
Is that we should be having a wider debate about how sexism and misogyny manifests itself, not the definition of the word. And in and of itself, the fact that we've dismissed what Julia Gillard has said and focused on the definition of the word kind of is an indication to me that we don't really understand how these things interact in our society. We don't really... When Christopher Pyne stands up in Parliament and says, oh, if I use the word bloke, that's being sexist,
yes.
You just go, goodness me, you don't understand what sexism actually is.
That was a great not getting it moment, I think,
really
wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. And I think that happens a lot. And one of the things that's sort of come through in a bit of the media over the last few weeks, and my friends who live overseas as well have said to me, I didn't realise that Australians didn't kind of get how this worked and how far they were behind the rest of the Western world in terms of, you know, how sexism actually manifests itself in society.
I mean, it's an interesting thing just around the dictionary thing too, that if, as people have claimed in this last week, that if Macquarie was sort of playing along with some sort of political plot, I mean, what they've actually done is, as you say, offer this classic distraction move,
yes,
from what was the real substance. So, in fact, yes, they're sort of undermining, if anything, the campaign.
Yeah, it was odd timing for Macquarie. Look, I think it was probably going to happen anyway for them. Well, in the press release they put out, it said that we've just now been brought to attention that our definition was outdated.
Yeah.
And it's really, a lot of the media, though, has said that they did it because of her speech that Julia Gillard redefined the word. But they didn't say that. They actually said the polar opposite.
No, the person who did the ditch the witch sign, they're the ones that redefined the word.
Yes, exactly. It's such an odd... And I did write in that column, I said, I'll bet you anything that this will be put down to being a lefty conspiracy. And I think as I was writing that, Barnaby Joyce was the first one out there saying this is a lefty conspiracy.
I wonder what... I mean, the women of Australia do not vote as a bloc.
No.
How does this issue travel, do you think, into electoral politics?
Look, I'm not 100% sure about that. I don't know whether it's going to change many people's votes. I think, though, it has galvanised women in some ways that have said, yes, this is something I've wanted to say for ages. Nikki Gemmell wrote a piece for, I think it was The Age, a while ago, and she interviewed a bunch of just ordinary, everyday suburban women about what they thought of Julia Gillard. And two of those women said out loud, I like Julia Gillard, and then looked at each other in shock and said, oh my goodness, I've never said that out loud because they were scared of their partners and the other males in their lives mocking them for it.
Yes, there was an interesting piece to narrow the politics a little bit, an interesting piece in the papers yesterday saying how internally it had made any sort of a Kevin Rudd assault almost impossible because of the feeling of the almost 40% of the ALP caucus, which is female, this had certainly internally done a great job of galvanising support behind the PM.
Yes, yeah, and look, you know, I don't think anyone would say that there isn't sexism within the ALP itself as well, you know, or within any political party. As soon as you start, you know, I mean, it's just what happens everywhere. If you remember Q&A a few weeks ago when Kate Ellis was speaking and Lindsay Tanner, who's a member of her own party.
Well, and a kerfuffle over that, which was instantly overwhelmed the next day by the PM speech.
But, yes, exactly. Yeah, but that was quite extraordinary that she was just spoken over, of all things, about Downton Abbey, which is, you know, a female-oriented show anyway. But in terms of whether it's going to change people's votes, I don't think it will change anyone's votes, but I think it has finally brought to the surface the fact that we have a female Prime Minister. She's the leader of the country.
Yep.
And the language that has been used about her has been extraordinarily disrespectful to the position.
Corinne Grant, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Corinne Grant, writer, comedian, all those things.